Hi, we're Larry and Paul, comedians, radio presenters, and lovers of the great city of Leeds.
Welcome to Leeds 7. It's a list in audio form to save you the trouble of reading actual words.
What's on the list? Well, in this episode, it's seven of the best cocktails that Leeds has to offer.
These lists are by no means exhaustive. You might even disagree with us, think we're entirely wrong, or you think something else should be in the list, which is why you can send us slightly angry messages on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Leeds 7. That's the word Leeds, followed by the number 7.
We're here on Briggott in Leeds city centre, and it's a city that's become the capital of cocktails. There are over 100 bars and restaurants that boast fancy cocktail menus here.
Leeds bartenders have gone on to win many awards and serve behind some of the world's best bars.
That's true, and places like Vice and Virtue, Jake's Bar and Below the Stairs, they've all been named in the top 50 cocktail bars in the UK, so it is fair to say that you're spoilt for choice.
In this episode, we're going to go to seven of Leeds' finest cocktail bars and ask them to make us the cocktail that best represents them. Aren't we lucky?
What a terrible job to have. Yeah.
So we've made the very short trip from Briggott to Lower Briggott. Now, this is one of the hotspots of the Leeds nightlife scene.
This bar is called Smokestack, and we'll head into it now. And as you enter, there's... Oh, the music's lovely here, by the way.
A good blast of jazz.
It's one of the best bars for music in town. And you go up sort of a quiet staircase. Don't let that fool you.
On a Friday or Saturday, it's heaving. Full of people ready to drink and ready to dance.
My name's Lee Jones. I'm business development manager for the Sandinista Group, which includes this wonderful bar, Smokestack. The great thing about Leeds is it's nice and compact. A lot of the venues are very close together, so there's kind of a sense of community there.
Is it fair to say that Leeds is well regarded in the world of cocktails?
Absolutely. So many of us end up in London working at Savoy or, you know, being global brand ambassadors. And I think that's just down to the kind of hospitality that Leeds instills.
The pressure's on. What are you going to make for us?
So I'm going to do a Sazerac. Smokestack is inspired by New Orleans. The Sazerac is, well, since 2008, is the kind of the drink of the city.
While Lee is putting together a Sazerac, we'll describe Smokestack for you, because this is like a speakeasy style bar, isn't it?
So yeah, it's lots of dark wood. It's quite festive at the moment. There's lots of fairy lights in.
Lee, what goes in a Sazerac then for the uninitiated?
It's changed over the years. It's a very old drink, so... At the moment, you could get it in the Sazerac bar in the Roosevelt Hotel. That's where you would get a Sazerac if you went to New Orleans today. Just round the corner in the French Quarter, there's an old shop that was actually the site of a pharmacy owned by a guy called Antoine Peychaud, who's kind of instrumental in what the Sazerac's all about. Back in kind of late 19th century, any pharmacist worth his salt would be selling his own brand of bitters. Now, obviously, they were quite bitter, hence the name. So you would normally get it served with a bit of sugar, more often than not, a little bit of booze on the side as well. And this was popularised at the Sazerac Bar, so named because their main cognac of choice was also called Sazerac. In the 1880s, there was an epidemic that decimated all the vineyards in France. So they had to switch, they had to change what the base ingredient was, and they switched to the native spirit, which was American whiskey.
Right, so you've got a big beaker here from GCSE science.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a mixer, which the ice is going into. What's already in there? Is that the rye?
So that's the cognac, the rye, yeah. A little bit of sugar syrup, and some Peychaud's bitters. And then on the left here, we've got a glass, and that's just soaking with a little bit of absinthe already in there. Normally garnished with just a little bit of lemon zest, just to complement those licorice notes. Also, great debate as to whether the zest goes in the glass, as only bartenders would ever debate about.
I feel I need to be the one to taste this. I think it's my job to try this.
So you go for it, Paul.
Oh, wow. It's strong.
Right, I'm going in. That doesn't taste that strong to me, which is a bit scary, isn't it? The sweetness really comes through, which is really nice, because if you're having a strong cocktail, you don't always want that kind of... You know, your head rocks back and it burns on the way down.
Is it the sign of a good cocktail that you can disguise the booze and make it very well balanced?
Not trying to hide the booze. For me, it's all about flavour, like any great dish.
Great to meet you. Thank you for the Sazerac. How much would that set you back?
We'd probably go about $8.50 on that one.
Sold. We'll have six. That Smokestack done, Paul. Strong start.
Yeah, strong start. Now, where are we going next, Larry?
Well, we've got a huge long walk because...
Oh, blast of music.
About 15 yards up the road from Smokestack is
the Hedonist Bar.
Yeah, and the best thing, as we said about Leeds earlier, is that you can literally walk from one bar to another. You don't have to get... There's no taxi getting stuff. You don't have to jump on a bus.
That was all live, and here we are.
Here we are, literally. The Hedonist. It's amazing.
So my name's Dan Crowther. I'm one of the owners of Hedonist. We've been open about 4 years now. We've been a gin bar, we've been a whiskey bar, we've been a... Sounds like a... Chumbawamba song. we've been
keeping it Leeds, though. Well done.
Keeping it Leeds. Now we basically base all our drinks and our cocktails around Olivia, who we think is the modern day Hedonist. So she's a food, drinks, and travel writer. Wherever she goes in the world, we write a menu on. So currently she's in the Nordics. So all our drinks are based on Sweden, Norway, and Denmark.
So what are you going to rustle together for us today?
So what we're going to do, a signature today. It's called a Fika. It's basically our version of an espresso martini. White chocolate washed vodka, Merlot coffee liqueur, and finish off with some homemade white chocolate lattice.
That sounds like a wonderful dessert and pick-me-up in a cocktail.
We're a pudding already.
Oh, wonderful.
So the Hedonist has a lovely sort of glass frontage opening up onto Lower Brigget.
There's a very good vibe in here.
All the photos on the wall, when we change the menu, we do change the pictures. So we wanted to kind of keep the rotating theme. So all the imagery on the wall is basically street art from the Nordics.
So this is the final product, is it?
This is the final product, yeah. So obviously you've got the espresso martini-esque looking foam on top. You've got a homemade chocolate lattice that sits next to it. It's a white chocolate lattice. And then we've sprayed a raspberry spray over the top.
Excellent. Can I go first this time, Paul?
Go on.
You went first last time. All right, here we go. Oh, God, that's really good.
You got anything more than that? Third of the line.
I mean, it is like a dessert in a glass, but it's got that beautiful, that espresso martini thing going on.
It's not too boozy, so you could have a few and you're not going to feel too bad. It's one kind of thing we're trying to pioneer here, is kind of mindful drinking.
So now we're leaving the Hedonist, we open the door and we head back out into Lower Brigget. We are going to take a trip, well, this is probably the longest part of the journey, up Brigget through all the Christmas throng to our next destination, the Domino, which is, well, it's one of the finest bars in the country. It's a jazz bar.
When you find the Domino Club, and it takes a little bit of finding, you feel like you've stumbled across the best, beautiful sort of hidden secret in this city, don't you?
Now, the bar is hidden behind my hairdressers, the guy who cuts my hair. So you have to go through a hairdresser. The only thing that gives the Domino away are the secret little signs they have hidden away, and also the fact there's a big burly doorman standing outside a chop shop. The barber's is called Lords, and we walk in, sneak past the doorman. Hello, sir. Through the back, the illicit entrance.
Past the leather chairs of the barbershop.
Into a dark wooden corridor, which is luxuriously lit. It's a dark wood. Some bartenders in wonderful black turtleneck shaking drinks. A red neon sign on a bare brick wall.
Hi, I'm Niall McGloin. I'm the general manager here at the Domino Club, and I shake drinks.
How many times do people come in and say, oh, I never knew you were here, or are the people that come, are they sort of regulars?
We have both types, to be fair. A lot of people discover us and are surprised. The barbershop upstairs is quite small, and we're quite big underneath. It's nice to see the faces of people when they come down for the first time.
So, Niall, if we were to cheekily ask you to make a drink, a cocktail that would best summarise the Domino, what would you crack out for us?
Well, we do a drink here that's based on the original martini. It's served quite short, it's quite boozy, it packs quite a punch, but it's also slightly sweeter than you'd expect as well. It's got a bit of absinthe in there, a bit of sweet vermouth, and gin as well. Because it's quite a traditional original martini that we're going to be making, I'm going to actually throw the drink. So a lot of people are familiar with shaking and stirring, but the really original way to make drinks was to throw it from one tin to another. It's kind of in between maintaining the body of a stirred drink whilst also giving some lightness like you get in a shaken drink.
So Niall's throwing it now. Now, to describe it, it's starting off pouring from a normal height and then gently expanding until you're pouring pretty much at two arms length. I can imagine if you're an amateur cocktail enthusiast at home, after a couple of martinis, you won't be throwing it into the other vessel.
No.
Most of it will be going on the floor. The glass comes out. Now, this looks like a very special glass, Niall. What's this?
So So this is a coupette glass, also referred to as a coupe glass if you like, and it's kind of like a traditional martini glass, but it's rounded rather than angular.
I get to try this one first.
The original martini here at the Domino, and how much would this set you back?
£9.
£9.
Wow, that's the depth of flavour in that.
I'm going in.
Please.
Right. It's very round and licoricey.
Yeah, so it's very much a sweeter style of drink, and that's the drier martini, or the dry martini, really came around during like the 1920s, 1930s, whereas this one dates back to around 1888.
This seems like the perfect, as a drink, the perfect accompaniment to live jazz.
Do you want me to do some?
No. So we ascend the staircase back into the barbershop, past the doorman. Hello, sir. Thank you very much.
And we're on our way to almost a total newcomer on the lead scene, but already an award winner, as I understand. This is a bar called Watermark.
And it's at the top end of town, what we call the top end of town.
There's an attempt to rename this top end of town, as most of us who live here call it, the Northern Quarter, but it hasn't really caught on, that has it, at the moment. I mean, we just, if you come here on a visit, just call it the top end of town. You can walk from the top end to the bottom end of town in approximately 4.5 minutes.
It depends entirely on your gait. Another notable mention in the Leeds bar scene would be the Belgrave Music Hall, which is a fantastic live music venue and lovely bar.
It's a cinema and a performance space. It's everything, isn't it?
We've neglected to mention Belgrave simply because it's not known for its cocktails, but it does have a wonderful selection of beers. Ah, we've arrived at the Watermark.
So the Watermark has a lovely glass frontage, and above, a large red panel with many black cats, some playing instruments. One of the black cats is dancing with a top hat and a cane.
You have neglected to mention the cat on the left that's not neither singing nor dancing nor drinking. What's it doing?
It is grooming its rear, I think is the phrase.
It's doing cat business. Now, let us go through this red door into a world of wonderful cocktails.
And so it's all varnished dark wood. Candles on the tables and some lovely flowers as well. It's one of those bars that if you come in on a cold winter's night,
yeah,
you've hit the jackpot, haven't you? You feel immediately 77% more relaxed as you come through the door.
It's everything in here versus the world outside. And to be honest, in here is a better bet.
Well, my name is Philippos. Originally, I'm from Greece. You can tell from the accent. Or, as I say, I'm from the Greek side. You know, I lived enough years in Yorkshire, so I can call myself that I am from Greek side. So, just 3 years ago, me and my business partner, Darius Afsar Hagigi, I know, we are the quite unique duo, you know, Philippos Philippopoulos and Darius Afsar Hagigi, a Greek and Iranian. They open a bar. It's like a joke, you know. It's like an intro of a joke.
A Greek and an Iranian walk into a bar.
We didn't walk to a bar, but we open a bar together, you know.
So, what are you going to pop down on the bar for us here? What's your signature drink here in the Watermark?
So, our drink called Gatos Locos, and it's a twist on a classic Godfather cocktail. What we do different here is that we butter wash the monkey shoulder whiskey. That means that we clarify the butter and we separate the milk solvents from the oils. We keep the oil and we wash the whiskey. Then we freeze it and the butter separates. So the butter has the flavor of the whiskey and the whiskey has the flavor of the butter. And then we use the Disaronno Amaretto, which is we infuse it with black cardamom and thyme. And we mix it together with just a touch of syrup and lemon bitters.
Most impressive drink?
Most impressive cocktail, I think.
Surely, I mean, the sound of the preparation that must go into that. Does it take a while to prepare?
It's just a day and a half.
Oh, right, fine. So we'll come back on Sunday.
No, the actual drink takes less than a minute, to be honest.
Okay, I can't wait to see this in action. So what Philippos has done there is just pointed at someone else and they've started to make the drink. That is power, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's classic Greek. Well, we've never worked in our life, you know. That's the explanation of the crisis in Greece, yeah? This is our lovely garnish. So for garnish for the drink, we use a dehydrated apple and we sprinkle pistachios on top. Unless you don't have an allergy on nuts, go nuts.
Paul, it's my turn to go in first with this.
What?
Here we go. Oh my God, I'm in heaven with that. Right, so, and then a bite of this. What are you laughing at?
It's your reaction. This is like a religious experience for you. Something's come over you.
Let me have another drink of this. I know
it's
your
turn.
Oh,
come on, it's my turn.
That is everything you want. We're recording this in the run-up to Christmas. and the amaretto that's coming through, but the smoothness that I assume comes from the butter involvement in the whiskey. Yeah. There's not a touch of a bite to it. There's nothing that's catching your throat. There's nothing that's burning. It's just a beautiful, smooth, glorious experience on the tongue, and it's just the almond of the amaretto. Oh, it's got everything, that.
Oh, brilliant. Go. You've got all the pistachios all over you.
No, it's broken off in my hand, but you can lick it from my palm if you want.
This is what we call excuses.
This is incredible.
You've just gone wide-eyed and speechless.
There's just so much going on in a good way, in a lovely way. What a drink.
Well, I'm sad to say we need to move on. Thank you for having us, and we'll be back for one of those after we finish recording. All right.
Always our pleasure to serve you.
So that was the watermark, and in classic Leeds style, we're going to walk in this direction, and we're here at the next bar, which is Blind Tiger. It's literally 4 seconds away, ideal.
Yes, now, this is one of those bars where you walk in the front door and you walk down a corridor. There's illustrations of sea creatures on the wall, octopi, seashells, conches, that sort of thing, turtles.
It's a nautical theme as you climb the stairs here up into Blind Tiger.
Oh wow, as you walk in, there's lots of Victorian style decorations, and as we walk over here we should meet Lottie. Hello Lottie, how are you?
I'm well, how are you guys?
We're very well, thank you very much indeed. Tell us a bit about yourself and tell us about Blind Tiger.
So I'm the general manager here. I've been bartending for about 7 years, kind of working in cocktails. Most of my free time is spent also drinking cocktails.
All in the name of research.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As for the bar, it's really inspired by drinking culture of the past and where it all came from, where cocktails all came from, especially in the UK. So it's a drinking den, that kind of tavern style.
Is it fair to say this place is inspired by like Victoriana and like old apothecaries, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of that in there. We like an oddity. We like something with a little bit of character and story, talking points. So there's a little bit of everything on the walls. If you have a look around, I'm sure you'll see some things that we're not sure why they're there. But we love them nonetheless.
And Lottie, you have pre-made our drink as we arrive, which is very exciting for us. It's a good organisation. What have you put together that represents Blind Tiger?
So we've gone for a classic kind of tavern style drink. It's called the syllabub. The syllabub kind of comes from the 1800s, where ales were mixed with milk. It was considered to have curative powers. So we are using dairy in this drink. We're mixing dairy and citrus spices with Tanqueray Sauvel, which is an orange flavoured gin. Then we're clarifying it down once it curdles, so you get that nice clear colour that you'd expect sort of a martini, but you're keeping all the body and the flavour from the citrus and the dairy as well. And then we're adding a fortified wine to it.
You go in first, Paul.
Okay.
And what's that in the top? That's a star anise, is it?
It is, yeah, so right. Just to add some aroma.
Wow, that does not taste the way it looks. It tastes like it should be milkshake, yet it looks like it should be pure booze.
Should I close my eyes?
Close your eyes.
It's very nicely sweet, isn't it?
So it's coming from two places. Sugar. There's sugar in the drink. We blend that in when we're adding the milk in. But also, yeah, the fortified wine's going to add kind of a round sweetness, knock off the edges from the booze, make it not so punchy, I guess.
Fantastic. Well, Lottie, thank you so much for having us. Thanks for the syllabub. How much is the syllabub on for?
It's £9.
Nine English pounds.
Where to next?
We're going to head to Mojo Bar on Merrion Street. It's fairly easy to find and has an iconic red neon sign outside that simply says Mojo.
And Merrion Street as well, if you're interested, has been pedestrianised now about a year. So it used to be able to...
Thanks, Alan Partridge.
Is that really dull? I always say that. So, Merrion Street, here we are. It's a busy old street. It's one of Leeds' busiest. Core Lane is another one. Greek Street's another one.
Let's step up into Mojo. Over its fabled red carpet. I don't know if it's fabled, I made that bit up. And through the door.
Oh, the smell. The smell hits you, the food, ow.
Smacked your head on the door, that was a good start.
Yeah, great.
I'm Matty, I've been here for Mojo Leeds for about 6 months. The place is as old as I am, so it's 23 years old. This is the first one, the first Mojo. We've got multiple sites across the country now. So we've got like Manchester, Liverpool, Nottingham, Harrogate. It. And then we've got like obviously specialised in like music and cocktails as our main game. And yeah.
So Mojo is famous for the place. So it's been, I mean, as long as I've been in Leeds, it's been here for two things. Three things rather. Music, booze, and dancing on tables.
Oh yes, lots of that. There was lots of that happening last night in here.
Matthew, if I was to ask you to make us a drink that sums up Mojo, what would you make us?
I think it'd probably be one of our best sellers, Hurricane. It's like, because we're a rum bar, like we've got the rum room upstairs. Two really nice rums in it, Diplomatico Mantuana and El Dorado 5. Which is really, really, two really nice rums in there. And then we've got with our Voodoo House syrup as well, which is like a pomegranate and passion fruit syrup that we make in house every day. It's really good, really, really good. And it's just like, it comes with a little fiery garnish as well. So it gives a bit of showmanship like we have in here and like what we enjoy doing, dancing on tables, setting things on fire. Sounds about right, to be honest.
Fair to say, Mojo, if you're in Mojo, you're here to party.
If you were to start your night here, it's a sort of place where you'd also end your night.
Yes, the drink is going together. There's a bit of what looks like orange juice going in. Matty, is that some orange juice?
There, yeah, definitely.
You've got half a kiwi here, which, not a kiwi, it's half a lime. I do know my fruits, I have lived. There's a liquid in there. Is this what's going to be set alight, is
yes,
it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Okay, so what's in the lime?
So we've got Ray Nephew's overproof Jamaican white rum.
Overproof rum, what could go wrong?
For me, overproof rum has one use, and that's to be set alight.
And it's about to be, which is very exciting. So there's ice going into the shaker. Oh, it's fire and ice. It's George R.R. Martin. It's Game of Thrones. I've had too many drinks. The blowtorch comes out onto the top of the lime and the sugar cube, and our drinks are now ablaze. Very pretty. Mm. Our first lit drink of the podcast.
How very millennial of you.
It's two hurricanes for you guys.
And you, how would you drink these? Would you drink these with a straw, lest you might burn yourself?
Yeah, generally, we advise you blow out the flame first. I have seen, not in here, but in other places, people's hair go up in flames before. For similar reasons, but
there's not enough of my hair left, I'm afraid, to go up in flames. It's a sort of a dark orange looking drink, sort of the colour of fire.
With it being so fruity, it's just really easy drinking, and I think like people do, it's one of our best sellers for a reason, because people just drink them. Absolutely.
It's very much a party drink, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely, and I think that just pretty much sums up Mojo in a glass pretty well, to be honest.
So Matty, how much would a hurricane set you back in Mojo if I wanted the drink that summarises Mojo?
Well, yeah, it costs you £8 usually, but we do have a happy hour, well, running all day from 4 till 9 p.m. It's 2 for £10. And you can mix and match that as well. So if you don't want two hurricanes, you want a hurricane and a Negroni, or a hurricane and an old fashioned or something like that, you can mix and match them and it'll still be a tenner.
So we've stepped out of Mojo back onto Merrion Street, and we're going to head back towards the bottom end of town again, which will take about a 5 minute walk.
We walk down, this is Vicar Lane, isn't it?
Hello!
Hello to you.
Thanks for coming.
So, and we pass Santiago, which gets an honourable mention in the bar sense, but not in the cocktail sense. Santiago, a wonderful rock bar. If you love rock music, Santiago is an excellent shout. Also, on the left of us is Howl, which is another new contender to the Leeds nightlife scene.
Again, that's rock music, and it's they know their audience to Howl. And when Alice Cooper came to Leeds to play at the arena, that's where his band had a few drinks, in Howl Bar.
Court Lane hosts many very good cocktail bars. There's Jake's Bar, of course, Oporto, Neon Cactus. However, we're going to Roland's, which is kind of a bit of an oasis in Court Lane, away from all the hard partying places. This is very much a place you would come to relax.
And it's next door, by the way, to the Northern Guitar Cafe, which is also a must visit when you're in Leeds, if you've got the time to go to all of these places. So let's head in to Roland's. So what we've done here, we've come into Roland's, the oasis of calm on Court Lane, but because we've arrived later than we were planning to, because of all this drinking, it's got quite exciting, and it's quite busy now on Court Lane in Leeds. Liam is with us. Hello, Liam.
Hello.
We've come out into the beer yard. It's sort of an outside inside, because you're sheltered from the rain or anything like that here as well. So, Liam, tell us a bit about Roland's. Tell us a bit about you and about the bar.
For me, Roland's very much like epitomises what hospitality in Leeds is becoming in a lot of ways. I think
hospitality in the UK in general sort of moving more towards premiumisation, with it still being quite comfortable and very like stereotypically English. I think for a long time people in this country were very like happy to just accept mediocre, just like, oh, it's all right, it's a lukewarm pint, it's like the old adage about British, you know, British beers rubbish and things like that. Nowadays people are much more moving towards wanting a good product, drinking to actually enjoy it and to, you know, making a little bit more of an experience of it, which I think is great for the people who work in the industry. And I think Roland's in general sort of epitomises that. It's a comfortable space, there's always good music on, there's always friendly people here, it's great drinks, great wines, and more than anything you can come in and, you know, it's like Cheers but slightly updated. So
now you're going to go in there and make us a cocktail that represents Roland's, then what are you going to put together for us?
What we're best known for is probably the espresso martini. So we're quite confident in doing the best espresso martini in Leeds.
Leeds' best espresso martini. Now, this is today's most popular drink in the world award, is the espresso martini. So to say you've got the best in Leeds, that's big talk.
It's big talk from a big man, what can I say? So the other one's going to be it's one of the house cocktails. So it's a flip, which is a whole egg cocktail, which is something you don't get very often.
So the door swings open and two drinks are presented to us.
This is the Roland's Classic Espresso Martini. So it's made from a secret recipe for our house cold brew coffee. So we do it all in-house, everything like that. We go through quite a lot a week. We use a Guinness syrup. We use a vanilla-infused vodka. And then we use an Italian coffee liqueur. So it's a little bit sweeter. It's not got the same sort of chemical flavours that come with a few more of the well-known coffee liqueurs. It's a lot more natural flavours. And then the second one is a flip, so it's a whole egg. So in there we've got Eagle Rare Bourbon, Orgeat, so cardamom bitters, some Liqueur 43, which is like a Spanish vanilla liqueur, and then cognac that's been steeped with figs and honey.
It's close to Christmas.
Yeah.
There are two cocktails here now. I believe we should take one each. Okay. I'm going to place first dibs on the flip, because I fancy, it sounds eggnoggy, it sounds spicy, it sounds wonderful.
The espresso martini is in sort of a tall fluted wine glass almost here, which looks very classic. And the way it's presented, it has that sort of, it looks like the top of a cappuccino. You know, you get the sort of beautifully smooth milk on the top of a well-made cappuccino, and that's what the top of the espresso martini looks like. You've got a sort of a similar topping to the flip, with a star anise in the middle as your garnish, but the flip is a totally different colour, a sort of Bailey sort of looking, in a tallish glass, in a tallish kind of, like an oversized sherry glass, I'm going to call this.
It's like an Irish coffee glass.
An Irish coffee glass, and Paul's gone straight in for the flip. Can we have your verdict on this full egg cocktail, Paul?
That is Christmas in a glass.
Christmas in a glass, eh?
Spicy, sweet, a lovely egg custard without being overly eggy in a bad sense, like an egg custard, a spicy alcoholic egg custard. It's Christmas in a glass.
Just those wintry flavours, I think, at this time of year when it's cold outside. So that's what we were definitely going for with that, yeah.
This is an espresso martini. Liam, how much would an espresso martini set you back at Roland's?
£8.50, with 50p going to a charity.
Oh, yeah. I've got a grin from ear to ear right now. That's everything you want from an espresso martini. It's got the smoothness of the top. Like, again, that is if you were drinking a cappuccino with a little bit of chocolate dusting. Is that on the top, Liam? Yeah. And then underneath, you've got a really smooth sort of coffee flavour that's not in any way sort of bitter that sometimes you can get from an espresso martini. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's because we use the cold brew rather than using a freshly pulled espresso. We have a lot more like control over the flavours of it, and how long we steep it brings out different sugars and sort of levels of sourness and things and bitterness from the coffee.
Liam, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Great to see you. A great way to finish. Obviously, there are so many bars that we could have gone to on this trail around Leeds. We picked seven of them. If you agree or disagree with us on the best seven cocktails in Leeds, then do get in touch.
Yes, find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram.
Just look for Leeds 7, that's Leeds, and then the number 7.
Until next time.
Cheers.
Bye.